right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with my very special guest, Angela Aaliyah. Welcome.
Hello, so good to be talking to you today.
Yeah, you too. Happy to have you here.
Awesome.
The wonders of the internet, you know, laying in bed one night, browsing through Twitter to look for interesting people and interesting bands to hopefully someday talk to, and I came across you and soon after found your single, Be Okay, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, I got into Twitter like a few years ago and I didn't really know what I was doing. And it really provided me with a lot of amazing connections to bloggers and, you know, other musicians and even people here in the city. And it's just, I'm always like fighting the internet because I'm all like grumpy about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like technology taking over our lives. But actually through through music, I've discovered really the benefit of it and being able to connect with people is my favorite part of that. So I'm so glad you reached out.
Well, yeah, I resisted it for a long time myself. I was old school with everything. And I used to like MySpace because I liked the music and I met a lot of bands. Even before I did the podcast, I was able to interact with bands, especially over in the UK and Ireland and stuff. And that was really intriguing to me to be able to reach out across the pond to meet these people. But I waited a long time to get on Facebook, and then the floodgates just kind of opened, and I joined everything else. But I did it cautiously at first, too, because I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah. Someone actually once phrased that to me, because I, you know, being all resistant, and like, I don't even think I had a smartphone until like 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I was like holding out. I didn't even text until like a few years before that. I was just like totally grandma age. And someone that I was talking to phrases me like, you know, as a musician, like if you're putting yourself out there online, you suddenly have access to everyone connected to the internet in the entire world. I live in a big city. I live in New York and there's millions of people here, but there's nothing like the idea that you can connect almost more organically online because people are finding you related to what else they're interested in or, you know, what else matters to them or just to your sound, kind of what you're putting out there. So that actually was inspiring. I think that singular thing sort of changed my perspective on using the internet, doing, I always like YouTube videos, like what am I going to sing to a camera? Like that feels so weird. And, but then imagining there was a million people on the other side of the camera was a little different.
That's it. Imagine having access to MTV in the 80s. If you were an artist like you are today,
right.
Back then, I mean, that would probably be damn near impossible to get, to get a video on MTV back then. So yeah, it's really something.
Yeah. Yeah. The wonder of the internet.
But I'm like you. I'm right there. I was born in 69, so I grew up in the 70s and didn't have any of this stuff and then resisted it a little bit into the 2000s. But then your world kind of opens up. But then you're always, at least me, I'm always trying to hang on to, I don't want to be on all the time. I want to have a little bit of privacy. And it seems like sometimes people do get a little bit demanding online or they just expect that you're available 24/7, and that's not always the case. So again, love, hate for me.
Totally. I think that's so right. It's like not letting yourself be controlled by the technology or by what's there. And it's hard because I've been in like YouTube black holes for like an hour.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, what is happening? Like, how did I end up looking at a video of like a cat stuck on top of a refrigerator? Like, I don't care, but somehow this got me to care, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's about using it for the tool that it is. And, you know, another thing that kind of, when I was starting social media, kind of changed my perspective on it again was this realization that I was thinking, you know, oh man, this person, I got really into Instagram, which I think is a great platform because it's so visual and it's so fun to get to like look into other people's lives and it can be artistic and, you know, so much stuff. I was like, man, these people's lives look so cool. And then I was like, you know, I know there's that like paradoxical thing of like not everyone's life is that cool, and I could probably take a really cool picture of myself right now, but realistically I'm just having a normal night or whatever.
Yes.
And I remember thinking actually what the point of this is, and as I was pressuring myself to be like, oh, what can I make look cool today, was this realization of like, go live an awesome life and use this tool to document what's important and use it as a means to say what's important or what's going on. And that's also when I became a little bit braver about sharing things that are more of the activist side of me. I don't do it so much on Instagram, but definitely on Facebook, where you know, there's things that are important that I don't get to talk about in my everyday life, like feminism or LGBT rights or race issues, like all that stuff that I am so frustrated by in my day-to-day life that it at least gives some means to discuss. And I do think it's legitimate, even if it can get,